Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, the Dalai Lama is getting up there in years, knows he can't llama forever. In an interview with the BBC, he said that if a woman were to be the next reincarnation of the Dalai Lama, she had better be what?
She had better be Tibetan.
I think that goes without saying.
Yeah, okay.
But that's not what he pointed out.
If a woman, she had better be, not attractive.
Yes, attractive.
Seriously.
Yes.
The Dalai Lama said that?
The Dalai Lama said that.
Oh, I'm going back to the Pope.
Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, teaches us many things. Peace comes from within. We must free ourselves from earthly desires. And heaven must be missing an angel, because, girl, you are right here. So the Dalai Lama is being interviewed by the BBC. The BBC says, well, what about a female Dalai Lama? He says, yeah, well, yes, but she'll have to be attractive. And the BBC reporter said, you're clearly joking, or this is some sort of Buddhist metaphor. And the Dalai Lama said, no. If it's a woman, she has to be attractive, quote, otherwise she's not much use, unquote.
Oh. The Dalai Lama celibate?
With that face, he has to be.
Yeah. Understand why.
But how do you find an attractive successor? Do you find the Dalai Lama's female reincarnation by holding the first ever wet saffron robe contest? We're just amazed that a Tibetan Buddhist would be like this. Is there cat calling at Buddhist temples? It's like, Lama.
You know how psyched China is about this, because they were like, we told you that guy was a jerk.
Yeah, see?
Like, for 40 years, we've been judging them. They're like, see, this is what we were taught. He's different when no one's around.
Yeah. You get a couple drinks in him.
Yeah.